professional ski racers in particular out at the Stedman Hawkins Clinic in Vail, Colorado, where Dr. Sean Talbot at the time was the head nutritionist for the U.S. ski and snowboard team. So you can see where the connection was. He was taking care of them from a nutritional standpoint, and I was putting them back together again after they hit the crash fencing over and over, and with peekaboo over and over and over again. I don't want to mess this up, but I know he is the recipient of over, a dozen different educational grants. He's written over 200 publications and published 10 books in the area of nutrition. He is certified by diplomat of the International Olympic Committee. He's worked with the Utah Jazz. He's worked with the U.S. ski and snowboard team. I know, was asked by the White House to help write the plan on childhood obesity. They could have picked anybody they wanted. They picked Dr. Talbot. He's also been featured on the Dr. Oz show a few times. That's something that a lot of people don't know about him. And his educational background is from Rutgers and University of Massachusetts. This was the part I didn't know. And this is the interesting part, guys. Right now, he is pursuing his master's degree, if I remember correctly, on entrepreneurism from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So this guy is world-renowned, not just like in our company, not just in the U.S. He's lectured all over the world. He just got back from being over in the U.K. recently. He's married, has two kids, two dogs. And the cool thing is, I said he's kind of like a normal guy just like us to Jill, and Jill laughed and she goes, normal? The guy's done 16 Ironman triathlons and multiple ultra endurance races. I mean, I'm talking the ones where they do a few marathons put together and it's all off-road and they run for hours and hours and days and days. And I said, well, I mean, he's a runner and a cyclist. That's why he's normal like us. And she laughed, so I don't blame her. So with no further ado, I just wanted you guys to know who's talking to you tonight. Put your hands together for a friend of mine and an amazing scientist. Dr. Sean Talbot.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. What should I do? Is that any better? What if I move this down a little bit? Better? Can you control it from there? All right. I know you can hear me now because I just blew your eardrums.
Well, hopefully that will do it.
That was a wonderful introduction. Thanks, Gary. My mother would be very proud. I need to grab my little clicker here. Thanks a lot for coming out, you guys. This is a fantastic turnout. I think this is my first time ever in Jacksonville. Yeah, I can switch to that one if that one's better.
Let me do that. Let me turn this one off.
And first time in Jacksonville, and I totally screwed up my itinerary because I didn't save any time to surf. I have to go out early in the morning. So next time, right? Next time we'll get this.
If there's waves.
If there's waves, right? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So I'm gonna. Jill and Gabe told me to talk, like, blast you with science, right? So I'm gonna do that. So that's the warning. I'm probably gonna be up here for about an hour, right? And I'm gonna talk not just about the products. I'm actually not gonna do a sales pitch at all. I'm not trying to sell anybody on these products. What I'm gonna do, I'll talk about the products, I'll talk about the technology behind them, why they're unique, why they're different. But I wanna give you guys a sort of a bigger picture for where this aspect of technology is going. All of our products work on this pathway in the body called the NRF2 pathway, NRF2. And it's a really, really unique, very cutting edge area of science. And I wanna give you a perspective for where we see this going in the future. How many people in here are guests? You're not LifeVantage distributors. You're here. Wow, that's a lot of hands. Excellent. Thanks for being here. So the way that we do this business is that we put it out there for you to see if you see the same thing that we see. And if you do, you're going to get excited by it, and you might want to build a business around it. If you're not excited by it, then fine. You know, you wasted an hour, and maybe, you know, somebody said to me last night in Sarasota, we did a meeting there, and it was probably set up for 250 people, and somehow we crammed at least 350 into that room. There were people standing down the sides and standing in the back, and it got to be about 1,000 degrees in there by the time we were done talking. But you know what they said was this: you know, this is about finding the people that see the same things that we do, right? And so that's what we're trying to do. We're going to put it out there, and if you like it, great. And if not, you might look at it and go, not so much interest in the business, but the products. You know, maybe I'll do that. And one guy, one of our Pro 8 level distributors, got up and he said, you know, I get into this business because of the product, and I figured, you know what? What's the worst thing that could happen? I'll get healthier. Right, and I thought that was a pretty good plan B. So let me go through this, and then if we have time at the end, we're going to try to do a little Q&A session for people who want to stick around a little bit longer. Okay, so the easiest way to think about what we're doing here is we're controlling the body's response to stress. So if there's one thing that all of our products do, or that they have in common, is that they address what I would refer to as cellular stress. So where does that come from? Anytime our cells are out of balance, they're under stress. Where does that stress come from? The stress comes from things you see on this slide. Things like, you know, your work stress, your relationship stress, psychological stress, emotional stress, but also environmental stress. You know, the air we breathe, the sunlight that we're exposed to. Even things that you might not think of as stress, like lack of sleep or poor diet, or physical inactivity. Those are all sources of stress. And when you sit back and you think, well, first let me ask you this. How many people in here have some stress in their lives? And everybody laughs when I ask that question, right? Why do you laugh when I say, do you have some stress? You're just like, oh, fuck. Because it's obvious. You don't just have stress, you've got stress up to here, right? We're surrounded by it, we can't escape from it. And that's kind of the moral of the story, I think, is that we have all these sources of stress in our lives, in our jobs, in our environments, all those things. We're constantly bombarded by it. It's constantly setting ourselves out of balance, and we can measure that. And, you know, my perspective on it is, you know, I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist, but I'm not going to stand up here on stage tonight and tell you, you know what you guys need to do? You need to get your 5 to 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables, right? I'm not going to stand up here and say, you know what you need to do? You need to get your 8.5 hours of sleep instead of the 6 that you're getting. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that you need to be more physically active on more days of the week than you currently are now, or that you need to reduce stress or avoid stress, right? You've heard that from people like me before. And the reason I'm not going to tell you that is because I still want you to do all those things, right? I still want you to get your 5 to 10 servings, and I still want you to have, you know, fewer French fries and more carrots, right? I still want you to be physically active and do all those things that you know you're supposed to do. But I want to talk to you about naturally activating this NRF2 pathway as another thing that you can do in addition to all that kind of stuff that you're trying to do, right? And let me give you a perspective for why. We put ourselves in these situations, and a lot of times people just kind of accept that they feel tired, and they feel maybe a little depressed, and they feel worn out, and they feel like they're aging, and all those things are happening, but people accept it because they think that there's no other alternative. And there is an alternative. The alternative is to get ourselves back in balance if we're out of balance, or if we're in balance and life is grand right now, why not keep yourself in balance, right? That's what we can do with these products. The reason, one of the things that's exciting about the work that I do right now is that we're discovering that the reason a lot of the healthy foods are healthy, like the reason blueberries are healthy, is because they activate the NRF2 pathway. The reason why, you know, a nice glass of red wine is healthy for you is because it has resveratrol, which activates the NRF2 pathway, or dark chocolate, or, you know, the list goes on and on about, somebody's eyes always light up when I say that red wine's good for them, right? They're like, okay, what time is it anyway? You know, wrap it up, and we gotta go. But We can measure that stress. We can measure the stress of sleep deprivation. We can measure the stress of financial strain right down at the genetic level now. And that's what makes this area so exciting, is that, you know, it's not just me up here pontificating about why stress is bad for you. We can measure it, and we can measure if you have too much cellular stress, your cell breaks down faster than it can build itself back up. And that's bad when you scale that up to the 10 trillion cells that we have in our bodies. Okay, so this is all about cellular stress. And the question always comes, well, okay, I get it. Stress is bad for me, and you're telling me it's bad at the cellular level and at the genetic level. And if I rebalance it, I can be healthier, and I can feel better, and I can look better, and I can perform better, and all those sorts of things. But the question is how? How do I either maintain that balance or get myself back into balance if I'm currently out of balance? And the way that we do that, you know, is by modulating. If we're talking about mood, it's about rebalancing neurotransmitters in the brain. If it's about, you know, your fat cells are out of balance and you've got too many of them in your belly fat, right? That's a stress hormone reaction. There's all kinds of ways biochemically and metabolically that we can restore that balance. This is going to get, after a couple of slides, it's going to get pretty complicated pretty quickly. This NRF2 pathway is an elegant way that your cells protect themselves, and we're using natural phytonutrients to induce that pathway. So we've got a lot of resources for people who want to get into the weeds of it, right? This is one of them. This is a book called Deadly Antioxidants. This is three chapters that are excerpted from a bigger book that's coming out in October that talk about, it's called Deadly Antioxidants because it talks about how most people are trying to protect themselves in the wrong way. And not only not protecting themselves, they're causing damage. And the right way to do it is to activate the body's own protective mechanisms, which is this NRF2 pathway. So this is sort of a Cliff Notes version of some of the stuff that I'm talking about tonight. So when people say, you know, that Protandim product that you talked about, where can I find the studies on that? Right? And you can go to PubMed.gov, you can go to any of the, you know, Medline, you can go to some of the research databases, and you can type in Protandim and you can get a whole bunch of hits. Has anybody ever tried to do that with people? How's that worked for you? So, yeah. What happens when somebody goes into PubMed and they type in Protandim and they get the, you know, 16 or 18, however many are indexed there right now? What do? They go, sweet God, and they click over to YouTube and watch cat videos for a little while, right? Because it's a lot of information. So what this is a sort of a short half-page summary in non-scientific language for people to understand, if they so choose. These brochures, NRF2 and You, one's about cardiovascular disease, one's about the brain, one's about cancer, one's about, you know, so there's sort of a, you know, an even more pared down version if people just want one area of health. But even this, you know, I put these up there to remind myself to tell you guys, this business is not about becoming a product expert. It's not about trying to, you know, become what I call a NRF2 nerd, right? It's not to people, some people, maybe one person in here is going to get excited about the products the way I am. And they're going to want to go out and tell people all about NRF2 and about protecting your body and about catalase and about superoxide dismutase and about all this kind of stuff. And you're nodding your head vigorously, right? You're probably one of those people, right? That, trying to become a product expert, can often get in the way of you building a successful business. And so what we're trying to do in the R&D department is create things like this, booklets and brochures and audio files. I'm recording this right now, so I'll put this up on my website so people can listen to it again if you want to put yourself through that punishment. Or if someone you know didn't come, couldn't make it, you can share the file with them and they can listen to it. So some people like to listen, some people like to read, some people like to watch videos. So we have a whole series of educational videos called LifeVantage Lab that takes the burden of becoming a product expert away from you guys and lets you just say to people that you want to share this with, just press play. And you can watch. Okay, I've got it all sort of tied in.
Where's the box at?
It's right here. So there's that.
Be right back.
Am I good? Okay. So all of these different ways that you can share the information. You can go and you can look at episode 1 of LifeVantage Lab, and in 5 minutes, somebody can get an overview of all of our different products without you having to be an expert in the product. So, does this make sense to everybody? Okay. We just started a webinar series. Was anybody on the webinar? I think it was last week, like last Wednesday or so. So that webinar now is up on the website, and so you can listen for 40 minutes about hardcore NRF2 pathway metabolism, if you so choose. But that's not what this business is all about. We make these tools available for you. So let's get back to our story of stress. If cellular stress is the problem, and when our cells are out of balance, they're breaking down faster than they can build up, the solution is get our cells unstressed. Reduce the level of stress right at the cellular level. And we've got products that do that. We've got Protandem that addresses cellular stress on an average level throughout the entire body. So I'll show you some data in just a little bit about what the magnitude of that effect looks like. We have a product called True Science that addresses that aging stress specifically on the skin, a topical application of these NRF2 activators. We have a product called Axio that addresses the stress of being tired, of being fatigued. A lot of times when people are tired, it's not just that they missed the hours of sleep that night. There's other stuff going on, and we can build a product to alleviate that cellular stress. And the result of that is that people feel better. And then we're working on some products right now. They're actually finished, and we're doing some clinical trials on them that are roughly in this area of performance, right? That would take you anywhere on a continuum from needing to lose weight to needing to be on the podium step, like Gary, of a bike race or something like that, right? So we can take people and adjust their metabolism so that they can burn sugar better and they can burn fat better, and that's going to be good for their muscles and maintaining your lean body mass, and it's going to be good for your fat, losing yourself down to whatever that sort of fighting weight is for you at your optimal level. So, and all of those, they share the same idea of balancing cellular stress in the middle. And when you do that for people, the thing that's really cool about it is, you know, I'm going to show you some data in a second. And for me as a scientist, the data is cool. But for most people don't particularly care about the data, right? What they care about is the benefit that they get. They care that they're looking better. They care that they're feeling better. They care that they're performing better. They care that they're healthier. And when you can do that for somebody, it gets them to this state that I call their best future you, right? They're a better version of themselves. Even if you're doing great today, we can make you a little bit better because we're able to rebalance that cellular metabolism. Okay, everyone with me so far? And the thing that's cool about this, and this sounds a little bit weird for a scientist to say out loud, is that, you know, when somebody gets in that state, they pay it forward, right? People feel good enough where they want to go and help somebody else feel as good as they feel, or look as good as they feel, or perform as good as they perform. And that's a really cool thing. That's the power of what this business is all about. Because I'll show you some of the same slides that I show in the scientific conferences that I go to. The next one that I'll speak at will be Experimental Biology, which will be the end of this month in Boston. And we've got two scientific presentations there, one on Protandem and one on canine health. And, you know, I'll talk to a lot of other scientists there, and that'll be great because my colleagues will look at the data and they'll go, oh, yes, very interesting, Dr. Talbot, you know, very interesting data, right? And great, you know, I get the accolades of my colleagues because we did a good study. But it doesn't go any further than that often, you know, it's in the scientific halls, we give our presentations, and then you're done until the next scientific conference. Here, if you can achieve that for one person in here, and that person goes out and shares it with one other person, and one other person, and one other person, literally, look at how many hundreds of people are in this room right now. These hundreds of people can affect thousands of people, and those thousands of people can affect millions of people. That's the network effect that we have the opportunity to activate here, and you can't get that someplace else. So these are the products. And it's not just me, a corporate representative, standing up here telling you how important and exciting NRF2 is and how this idea of rebalancing cellular stress is and will be in the future. It's a lot of the top scientific conferences over the last year or so. NRF2 was only discovered about 20 years ago, right? And the speed of the science, how fast it's progressed over those two decades, has been astonishing. So these aren't just conferences where NRF2 has been mentioned. These are places where it's been front and center. So this is TEDx. This is one of the TED series of presentations that you know, a lot of people watch on YouTube. I spoke here about cellular balancing and cellular stress. Here's the 431 project. This is like a TED, but just specifically for childhood obesity. The American College of Lifestyle Medicine, that one I presented about phytonutrient activation of NRF2 and how that can rebalance cellular stress and be good for lifestyle interventions in general. And this is somewhat of a funny story. Gave my presentation on whatever day it was, Wednesday, and Thursday morning I'm on a conference call and it's going and going and going before I went to the conference. And I said, listen guys, I gotta get off this call. There's someone speaking this morning that I really wanna listen to. So hung up the call, ran in there, sat down in the front row. It was the only seat that was available. And I sat down there and I went, whew, I made it before they started. And there's a guy up there on the stage talking and my name is on the slide. And I went, oh crap, am I speaking today? And just as I sat down, he says, and yeah, so is Dr. Talbot here? And I just sat down, so I stood back up again, and I went, and he called me up on stage, and he gave me a plaque for the best scientific presentation of the conference, which was the presentation I gave the day before, because these guys had never heard of NRF2 before. At a conference... At a conference, it was all about lifestyle medicine. So, you know, for 3 days at this conference, we heard about why eating blueberries is good and why the Mediterranean diet is good and why, you know, too many T-bone steaks is bad and, like, you know, some of the standard things. And so, you know, my presentation, this idea that we've been talking about here at LifeVantage for 5 or 6 years was enough of a revelation for these lifestyle medicine people that they went, that's cool. So same thing happened at A4M, American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. After the NRF2 talk, we had a LifeVantage booth in the convention area. So gave the talk, everybody leaves the talk, we go around to the booth area. The LifeVantage booth was so crowded, you couldn't even get down the hallway to the other part of the convention center, right? And so these are all anti-aging doctors who heard something in that story about NRF2 activation and protecting the body and improving the cells that made a lot of sense from an anti-aging perspective, right? So this is something that we see happening over and over and over again at these major scientific conferences. And, you know, some of the other ones. This Biochemical Society is the first time there's ever been a conference dedicated just to NRF2 pathway metabolism. So flew over to London, drove up to Cambridge University, gave my talk about phytonutrients, and, you know, From my perspective as a scientist who studies this, that was the best thing for me because it was 3 days of NRF2 over the whole conference. People from, you know, scientists from Germany talking about NRF2 in the skin, scientists from Wisconsin talking about NRF2 in the brain and Alzheimer's and ALS and those sorts of things. Scientists from Japan talking about NRF2 in the liver and about diabetes and obesity and all these different areas. So for me as a scientist, that conference not only blew my mind and made me exhausted at the end of every day because it was just drinking from a fire hose, but it raised my belief to a level where I came back and I said to my colleagues at the office, I said, you know what? Not only are we not overhyping this thing, we're not doing it justice. We're not talking about it in strong enough terms, you know? So at that conference were a lot of pharmaceutical people. Every pharmaceutical company that I know of is trying to develop a NRF2 activator for the neurological system, for metabolism, diabetes, obesity, for kidney disease, for whatever. Because think about it. When I get into how NRF2 works, what you're going to realize is that it has a protective effect against all of those stressors that are out there. But it also has a restorative, recuperative, rebuilding effect in the cells. Imagine if there was a drug out there that you could take that not only protected you from the environment around you, but helped your body heal itself, right? That's the holy grail for the drug industry. And there will be lots and lots of medications on the market that activate NRF2. 10 years from now, I won't have to stand on this stage and explain NRF2 because there's going to be a dozen drugs that activate NRF2. And people look at that and they go, well, why would I get into LifeVantage if, you know, this NRF2 focused company right now, if there's going to be a dozen drugs on the market someday? And I look at that and I say, that's our opportunity. You're nodding your head because you know exactly where this is going to go. That basically makes our market for us because there's a lot of people who are going to want the benefits but not want the synthetic option. There are people who are going to say, isn't there a way to naturally do that? And that's what our 24 studies show, that we can activate it throughout the whole body, but then we can also tissue direct that effect on the skin or in the brain or in the fat cells or in the muscle cells. Okay, does that make sense to everybody? It's a really, really exciting time right now. So let's get into some of those weeds. So let's use this as just one example of the kind of stress that can affect the cell. This is oxidative stress, but it could just as easily, this slide could be inflammatory stress or glycation stress, which is blood sugar stress, or it could be, you know, from psychological stress or financial stress. We have a lot of cortisol, which is a stress hormone stress. That causes damage in the body. You can see, just like on some of the earlier slides, some of the things in our environment around us that can lead to that level of cellular stress. And so what people are doing now to protect themselves from that, to protect themselves from that damage and to induce an anti-aging effect is to do something like this. They'll go down to the Walgreens or the CVS or the grocery store and they'll buy vitamin E or C or beta carotene or selenium or one of the, you know, antioxidant multinutrient products that are out there. And they think that they're protecting themselves. And not only are they not protecting themselves with those products, but they're actually causing damage, probably because taking high doses of E and C and beta carotene, etc., are interfering with the body's ability to protect itself, are interfering with the body's ability to activate this Nrf2 pathway. So I use this slide all the time at scientific conferences, and I put it up there, and all of my scientific colleagues, what do you think they say? They say truth. Yeah, because they already know this. They know when I put up this slide and I say, look, vitamin E isn't preventing your cancer, it's increasing your risk for prostate cancer. The beta carotene that you're taking is increasing your risk for lung cancer. Certain antioxidants are increasing your risk for skin cancer. And then some of them are increasing your mortality rate. You guys know what mortality rate is, right? Right, you're dying sooner than you ought to. Bad side effects to get from your vitamins. But I'll put this up and my scientific colleagues will go, yeah, of course, we've known this for 10 years. These studies are 10 years old. But the public doesn't know this. When this tips into the public domain and the average person reads about it in USA Today or hears about it on the nightly news or hears about it from their friend at the grocery store, you know that vitamin E is not only not protecting you, it's causing problems for you, they're going to go, well, what should I do? Well, I want to protect myself. I want to be as healthy as possible. I know there's a lot of stress in the environment that's causing my body damage. What should I do? If I'm not going to do this, what should I do? And what you should do is this. So there's an equally large scientific literature that shows that that's bad, and that's what the first part of this Deadly Antioxidants book talks about. But the second part of it is, what happens when we naturally activate the body's own internal mechanisms? We know that it's good for the whole body. We know that it's good for the skin. We know that it's good for the cerebral blood vessels. We know that it's good for the muscles. We know that it's good tissue. This is what all these studies show, is that when we activate that pathway in any tissue that we've ever looked at, it's a good thing. That tissue is now healthier. The arteries stay open longer. The neurons work more efficiently. The metabolism is clicking on all cylinders, so to speak. So we know the bad approach. We know the good approach. But the public hasn't heard that story yet. And so that's what I mean by a tipping point. I really think, based on what I'm seeing in the scientific literature and what I'm seeing being talked about at these scientific conferences, this is probably the year, 2015, where it tips into the public domain and the average person goes, yeah, Nrf2, I think I heard something about that, right? And then that story is just gonna become more mainstream and more mainstream. This is the Nrf2 pathway right here. So you guys want me to leave that up for a second so you can copy it down? This is actually a highly simplified version of it. It can get, like I said before, it can get really complicated really quickly. But let me step you through this cartoon so you have an image in your mind about what's happening in every one of your 10 trillion cells. This Nrf2 KEAP1 complex lives inside every single cell. So this is the inside of your cell. Your cell membrane would be up here somewhere. So this is the inside of your cell. This is your nucleus. So Nrf2 is in your cell, but in an area called the cytoplasm. It doesn't become active until it gets into the nucleus. And I'm gonna tell you how that happens. Right now, this NRF2 is staying in an inactive state by this keep one protein. So that keep one protein is what we call an anchoring protein. It keeps NRF2 from getting into any trouble. It keeps it from doing anything by anchoring it right there in the cytoplasm. Once you're, and what it's doing, what this complex is doing is very similar to what a thermostat does on the wall. What does a thermostat do? Yeah, regulates temperature, right? Regulates temperature of the room. So if this room were a big, gigantic cell, we'd all be inside the cell right now. And if it got too hot in here, the thermostat would sense it and would kick on the air conditioning. If it got too cold, the thermostat would sense it and kick on the heat. That's the same thing that this is doing. It's, but what it's sensing is cellular stress. When stress is sensed in the cell, this complex becomes active. Keep one releases NRF2. NRF2 now is free to travel down into the nucleus where your genetic material is, your DNA, and it attaches to a very specific part of the DNA called the ARE. This will be important later. Antioxidant response element. There's no quiz or anything like that, but I'll talk about ARE a little bit later on a different slide. Once this binds here to the ARE, that is the signal to the cell to start producing these protective proteins. So we produce one set of proteins that are antioxidant enzymes that protect us from any further damage from whatever that stress is that's causing damage in the body. Does that make sense so far? So those are things like you've heard them, distributors have heard these names before, superoxide dismutase and catalase and glutathione peroxidase. There's a whole list of these protective enzymes, right? So that's one piece of what's happening, a better and a bigger shield, so to speak, from whatever that source of stress is. The other part of what gets activated here with NRF2 is these proteins that we call stress response proteins or housekeeping proteins. They don't do the protection piece necessarily, but they'll go around and they'll clean up any of the damage that has slipped through. So that, you know, there might be damage from, you know, we can't shield from all of the damage, so we'll go through and clean up the damage after the fact. There's also the idea of, you know, I'm 47, so if I started taking Protandim today, I'll be protected tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and I'll accumulate less cellular damage going forward from here. But what about the last 47 years? I've got a certain level of accumulated damage in my body from all this stuff that I do, right? Being out in the sun, doing my Ironmans, doing all that kind of stuff. So I want that cleanup effect at the same time. So you're getting a sort of a 1-2 effect. More shielding so you have less stress, and then cleanup and repair of that stress and of that accumulated damage from all the times before you started doing these interventions. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay, so what are we doing with our products? You can think of our products, these NRF2 activators that are at the very top of the slide, as a way to manually flip on that protection process and a way to manually flip on that cleanup and repair process. That's what we're doing with our products. And when we do that, we get amazing results in whatever that tissue is where we have that directed effect. And I'll get into some of those data in just a second. The bottom line story of this is that we're trying to change the thinking right now from taking antioxidants to making your own antioxidants, from trying to take something exogenous to protect you to just turning on your body's own ability to protect you, right? If you knew that this NRF2 pathway was inside of every single cell, why wouldn't you just try to use that machinery that's already been developed, that it already is custom made for the human body, right? Why not just activate this? Well, because we didn't know how to activate it 10 years ago. We didn't even know that it existed 20 years ago, right? And we're learning lots very, very quickly about how to do this. Okay, so there's another reason that you might want to manually activate this system on a regular basis. How many people in here are aging? Okay, every hand should have gone up, right? If you're not aging, I'll talk to you afterwards because you have a secret that I want to know. As we age, our bodies make less of this NRF2 protein. So here there's a couple ways that we can capture that. So here are two mice. This is two groups of mice, young mouse, old mouse. And what you can see here, you can probably see it where you are. Look at these smudges. These little smudges tell us how much NRF2 protein is in that mouse's body. You can see that the smudges here, what we call blots, are thick. You know, they're very prominent in the young mouse. But in the old mouse, they're very, very faint. There's not a lot of NRF2 protein. We can quantify this, and we can show you that, you know, using a density scale, the old mouse has about a quarter of what the young mouse has. So, you know, you only have a quarter as a, as, how many old mice are in here, right? This would probably be anybody, hey, a lot of old mice, right? I'll raise my hand too. That gives you a lesser ability to protect yourself, right? You've got a tiny little shield against all the stress that's out there in the world, whereas when you're young, you've got this great big robust shield, right? So this would be like a 20-year-old mouse, and this would be like a 30 or a 40-year-old mouse. That's a big deal, because if you don't have the ability to protect yourself, what happens? This is what happens. You accumulate a higher level of cellular damage, right? And we see this in all animals, in all mammals, in all tissues that we've ever looked at. If you have a lower ability to activate that pathway to protect yourself, you have more damage. And if you have more damage, that tissue doesn't work as well. That tissue is inefficient. That tissue is basically older than it ought to be. And there's ways that we can naturally bring this old back up to a young level. And we do it with these natural phytonutrients. So I said before, a lot of the nutrition research now is finding out that the reason blueberries are good for our health is because they have these NRF2 activators in them, these specialized flavonoids. Same thing with red wine, same thing with chocolate, same thing with Brussels sprouts, same thing with broccoli, same thing with a lot of these foods. The reason they're healthy is because of NRF2 activation. So what you see on the screen right here are five known NRF2 activators. These just happen to be the five that are at the base of the Protandim formulation, right? So curcumin from turmeric root, EGCG from green tea leaf, silymarin from milk thistle, etc. You can see all of them up there. How many people have ever showed a bottle of Protandim to somebody and they've looked at the side of it and gone, yeah, curcumin, I know all those five things. I'm going to go down to the Whole Foods and I'm just going to get those and I'm going to start taking them myself. Like, I'll do my own little Protandim blend and I'll get all those same benefits, right? I see a lot of nodding heads, right? Do you think that if someone does that and they go down and they start taking turmeric tomorrow, do you think they're going to get any benefit? Some no's. Who said yes? You said yes. I'm going to give you a book because you're right. Yeah, they're going to get some benefit. Thank you. They're not going to get the benefit of Protandim, and I'll explain why in a second, but they're going to get some benefit. This is a known NRF2 activator. So if you start taking turmeric tomorrow or start sprinkling it on your food, you're going to get some NRF2 activation. The secret of these five is what is the subject of the invention of all the patents that we have around the world, which is this provides an unexpected synergy in its activity. So we have set up in our laboratory at LifeVantage, we have a very specialized bioassay where we can measure. Remember I told you ARE was going to be important again? So this is ARE reporter assay. This is looking at the binding of NRF2 to that part of the gene and the production of NRF2, the activation of these NRF2 proteins afterwards. So what we can do is we can measure all of these individual ingredients and we can show, here's what ashwagandha does, here's what black pepper does, here's what milk thistle does, etc. And we can show, yeah, they're all NRF2 activators, great. But here is what Protandim does. Whether we look at the US formula or the Japan formula, which are a little bit different because of regulatory reasons in Japan, what we get is not just a much higher NRF2 activation, a much higher fold induction, but we get it at a much lower dose. That's what synergy is, right? So if we just put these five together in any sort of random hodgepodge ratio, we'd get what's called an additive effect. We'd get one of turmeric, one of green tea, one of milk thistle, etc. We'd get 5x. This effect, this synergy that we've discovered, is more like 10x, 15x, 20x, depending on the bioassay that we look at and the cell type. That's the secret of why Protandim works as well as it does, why True Science works as well as it does, and why Axio works as well as it does. Because we've discovered the synergy between these phytonutrients, and we can validate that. We can quantify it in our bioassays. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. So that's really cool. Synergy is really, really hard to get with phytonutrients, because sometimes what happens is you take one and you add something else to it and they cancel each other out. That happens all the time. Sometimes you get additive. Rarely do you get synergy. So the fact that we have this and we've been able to show that synergy over and over and over again in every tissue that we've looked at is really, really exciting from a proprietary product that you can't get anywhere else. One quick aside. There's a cosmetics company that recently came out with a Nrf2 activating skin cream, right? And they came out and everybody freaked out about it and they went, oh my gosh, it has Nrf2 activators in it. And you know, that's gonna compete with True Science and you know, the sky is falling, right? And we went, well, you know, let's look at the ingredient panel. We got it and we, you know, we looked at the ingredients that they had there, and there was an ingredient on there that I didn't recognize the name of. A lot of plants have lots of different names that they can go by. And we went, I bet that's what it is, right? We went over to Google, we typed in the name of that plant, and we got the common name, milk thistle. So there's your milk thistle, that green bar that barely is budging, but it budges, right? So it is a Nrf2 activator. So you sprinkle a little bit of milk thistle into your skin cream, voila, you have a Nrf2 activating skin cream. And it's not a lie, right? It's true. But would you rather have this Nrf2 activation? Or would you rather have this Nrf2 activation, right? If you're trying to protect your cell at the highest, most potent, most efficacious way, you want to have that one. You want to have the Protandim effect, or the True Science effect, or the Axio effect. So this is what happens when somebody eats a tablet of Protandim once a day for 30 days. What we're looking at here is oxidative stress. So this is damage to your cell membranes, measured by a marker called T-bars. And we're grading it by age. And so the red dots are before supplementation, the green dots are after supplementation. What do you see before supplementation? What is very noticeable in those red dots? It's high, yeah, who's high? The old dudes are high, right? Yeah, bad news for old dudes. This is what we call an age-related increase in cellular stress or cellular damage, right? Why do you think the older people have higher accumulated damage? Because they're older, yeah. Yeah, their tissues are under more stress. Somebody said they're not making as much Nrf2, right? Like those mice that I showed you. And there's probably an inefficiency of being able to activate the pathway in the first place as we age. So, you know, you've got a lot of, plus these old guys have just been on the planet longer, right? So they've had more time to accumulate damage in their bodies, right? And I say that a little bit flippantly, but that's exactly what's going on. Look at what happens after supplementation, though. 30 days of supplementation with Protandim. Now, biochemically, you can't tell the difference between a 78-year-old and an 18-year-old. Right? You can't tell the difference anymore. Metabolically, those cells are the same age, right? From a cell damage perspective. That's an anti-aging effect if I ever saw one. And it led the researchers to conclude this. This is the exact quote from the end of the paper. After 30 days, remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. 40% in 30 days is an astonishing level. To see that magnitude change in that short period of time, you just don't see that kind of an effect. But if we're affecting this in every single of our 10,000 or 10 trillion cells, then it makes sense that we're seeing that magnitude effect, right? So I emphasized if. This study came out in 2006. It was the first human supplementation trial on Protandim. And at this time, we didn't know, does it work in every tissue? Right, and that's why we did all of the studies in between this one and the last human trial that we just did a year ago. It was presented at Experimental Biology last year, and I'm going back to EB this year in just a couple of weeks. So all of those studies in between, people ask me this question all the time, why did you do all those tissue studies and cell studies and animal studies? The reason we did them is so that we could prove that this average effect throughout the whole body was working in every single tissue. Right, and now we've proved that. Now we're back to looking at the effect of Protandim and True Science and Axio in whole human beings, and that's what all the studies that are in our pipeline are looking at right now. So let's shift gears and see what happens when we do this Nrf2 activation specific to a tissue, in this case the skin. So this is, you know, we've done clinical trials with people actually putting the cream on their skins, and we measure, you know, the standard cosmetic things. You know, wrinkles and fine lines, moisture levels, you know, youthful appearance, all that kind of stuff. So we have those kind of data. And they look really good. But I want to show you this. This is looking at the level of Nrf2 protein in the skin after different treatments. So the first treatment was untreated skin, right? That's just our control. And it's a 6-day treatment period here. So we had untreated skin, we looked at it, six days later. This treatment is a non-Nrf2 cream. So this would be a cream that would have all the same sort of normal cosmetic benefits, wrinkles and moisture and elasticity and all that kind of stuff. And this is the True Science blend with all of the Nrf2 activators. And what you see here is a very dramatic, significant increase in the amount of Nrf2 protein after 6 days of usage, right? So we're able to take that skin and basically make it younger in terms of its Nrf2 level, a bigger shield, a better ability for the skin to protect itself. Logical to everybody? Okay, so that's a great effect to begin with. But having a bigger shield doesn't necessarily mean that you're protecting the body at a better level. So we did the next step. We damaged the skin, or we tried to damage the skin. We can bomb the skin samples with the thing that stresses the skin most, which is sunlight, and specifically it's ultraviolet light in that sunlight. So we can take ultraviolet rays, and we can measure DNA damage. We measure it by looking at something called thymine dimers. And so same treatments here, untreated skin, non-Nrf2 cream, and the True Science cream with the Nrf2 activators. And what you see here is a significantly lower level of accumulation of these thymine dimers, which is basically showing us that having more Nrf2 protein prevents DNA damage after ultraviolet light exposure. So I can see a lot of people, like, their eyes going bugging out. That's a pretty good effect. Cosmetics shouldn't do this, right? This is getting the skin to not only be more protected, but be more stress resilient, right? We impose that stress on it, and the skin is coming back stronger. It's able to protect itself at a much higher level. That's a fantastic effect. So what else can stress the skin? Chemicals can? What's something that most of us do every single day? Shaving, exactly. So we did a shaving study, right? You know, think about what shaving is doing. You're taking a sharpened piece of metal and scraping it across your skin, right? And I do that a lot, right? I shave my face and I shave my head, and I said the other night I'm a cyclist, right? So I shave my legs, and it's probably too much information for most people, right, Gary? Strike that from the record. So we can measure that objectively. So I'm going to show you some data from a shaving study that we just completed. This isn't subjective evaluations. We have a trained skin technician who can evaluate irritation and evaluate barrier function and epidermal water loss and things like that. So here's what happened. We've got two groups here. We've got the entire group of Caucasians and Asians and African Americans, and then we break out the African American group. Why do you think I do that? Why do you think I show them separately to you? More sensitive skin, different kind of hair, right? So when a black guy shaves, he's more likely to get more irritation, right? So this is the most stressful skin situation from a shaving perspective. So we wanted to take that as our sort of peak of cellular stress. So here's the guys. They came into the laboratory, and then we did initial measurements of irritation. You can see how it scaled. So they were, mild levels of irritation, maybe high mild. After shaving, they had high moderate levels of irritation, right? So, irritation is higher after shaving. Makes perfect sense. Then we had them use the True Science skincare regimen. We had them use the cleanser as a shaving cream, rub it on there so it foams up, shave. After you shave, use the perfecting lotion as your aftershave, and then after that dries, put on the anti-aging cream as your moisturizer, right? And we had them not skip. I've got the eye cream in here, but we didn't have them use the eye cream, just the three, okay? We had them do that for 7 days. Then we had them come back into the laboratory, and we did another baseline measurement, right? So look at their skin before shaving, after using the regimen for 7 days. Their skin is better than it was before. Right, so we improve their skin at a baseline parameter. Now it's time to bomb the skin. Let's damage it and see how much damage we can induce. None. We can't damage the skin because it's so protected, right? That's great. So there's another way for us to look at it. There's another measurement called transepidermal water loss. This is looking at your skin's ability to be an effective barrier, right? The skin should keep certain things out and should keep certain things in, and we can evaluate that. So same sort of a scenario. Here's their baseline, you know, and here's the scaling here. So, you know, at a 12 or a 13, they're sort of on the barrier between healthy and strained, but after shaving, they're way in the critical level, high critical, 17 and over, and they're in the 20s and above. Had them use the product for 7 days, had them come back into the laboratory for a baseline, their skin is better, their skin is healthier in terms of a better barrier function, and then we bomb the skin by damaging it with the razor blade, we can't damage it. Right? So over and over and over again, we're seeing you take a Protandim, it protects your whole body. You use the True Science system, it protects your skin from things that can damage it. Ultraviolet light, shear stress from a sharp blade. It basically makes your skin bulletproof. Right? So not actually bulletproof, but you understand what I'm talking about. So this, I tell guys, I'm like, hey, sneak into the bathroom and steal your wife's cream because it's going to make you look better and it's going to make you look younger. Or buy one for yourself. So I'm going to shift gears again and talk a little bit about Axio. This is an area that is kind of a specialty area of research for me for the last bunch of years, looking at how can we help people feel better. And what we find is that, you know, a lot of people feel this. They feel tired, stressed, and depressed. And this is the number one reason that people go see their primary healthcare practitioner. They go into the doc and they just say, sometimes they literally say, "Doc, I just feel off," right? Something is wrong. Something's off. And something is off. What's off is their cellular balance. They're under so much stress from any of those sources that we've talked about earlier. And that causes some changes in their body. So if you feel this way and if you study this area, what we find is that, you know, it's like I said before, it's not just that you miss those hours of sleep, right? Those hours of sleep are bad because it changes your cellular metabolism and leads you to feel this way. But it can also be if your mood isn't quite where it needs to be. A lot of times we don't sense that as quote unquote depression. We sense that as fatigue, right? So we just say, "I feel tired." Or you could be under a lot of stress. And sometimes people say, "I'm just stressed out." But a lot of times people just say, "I'm just tired," right? You've heard people say that. You've probably said that yourself. If you have brain fog and you can't concentrate and you can't stay on task, you're not going to say to somebody, "Oh, you know, I'm a little bit confused today," right? You're not going to say that. But you just go, "Oh, I'm just tired. I'm just exhausted," right? That's the words that we use. And when we tell ourselves we're tired, it makes perfect sense for us to reach for an energy drink, right? Reach for something to, "For the love of God, just let me get through the end of the day," right? But what happens is you're exhausted throughout the whole day, and then you're restless at night, right? You would think, "I'm dragging myself through the day. I can't wait to hit the pillow." And as soon as you hit the pillow, what happens? Whoop! Exactly. Your head starts going. That's because your circadian rhythm is flip-flopped. We should be energetic in the day and relaxed at night naturally without stimulants and then depressants, right? You know, that's and lots of us do that kind of a thing. We fall into that pattern because our circadian rhythm is out of whack. And so what happens a lot of times, we feel that way, we feel off, and if it's our mood, we reach for one of these kinds of things, or we get one of these things prescribed to us. Right? I'm not an anti-pharmaceutical person at all. You know, when there's a need for that, there's a need for that. But these are all multi-billion dollar brands, mood drugs that I just put up here, and not a single one of them addresses what is maybe the problem in a lot of people, which is that cellular stress, that cellular imbalance or metabolic imbalance. Not a single one of those addresses that. But we're spending billions and billions of dollars on these things to help us feel different. If your issue is that running brain, the restlessness, so you can't relax and get a good night's sleep, you might grab one of these, right? One of these multi-billion dollar sleep medications. If your issue is that brain fog and you can't concentrate, you can't stay on task, you might get one of these kinds of things. You know, the you know, ADD kinds of medications. Even though it might not be quote unquote ADD, it might be that cellular stress. And a lot of times if you just feel that fatigue in your body, you self-medicate with one of these guys, right? And everybody laughs when I put that up because it hits a little close to home, doesn't it? When you see your brand up there. I get it, I'm right there with you.
You know, when I'm back east, it's this one, Dunkin' Donuts. You know, I get it. I'm right there with you. But think about this. That right there is $100 billion or more in expenditures every single year in the United States alone that people are paying out because we don't feel the way we want to feel, right? We've lost something. We're off. And we're trying to get back on our game. And so when we formulated Axio, we really wanted to take advantage of a couple of things. We wanted to follow the same sort of synergistic matrix approach with multiple phytonutrients that we already have in Protandim and True Science and Canine Health. But we also wanted to see if we could flip as many of those switches as I mentioned before, you know? So if the reason for you feeling fatigued is your mood, we wanted to improve your mood with this product. If your reason for feeling fatigued was your stress levels, we wanted some anti-stress ingredients. If your reason for feeling fatigued was the mental focus, we wanted some things to improve your mental clarity. And so all of that is built into this product that we just call an energy drink. And I wish there was a better way for us to describe it. I talked at lunch about, or at dinner, about that, you know, sometimes you say, yeah, it's our healthy energy drink. And a lot of people will automatically go, energy drinks, I don't do those, right? And good for them, they shouldn't do those. But this is a different category. Just as Protandim is a completely different way of thinking about protecting the body, and True Science is a completely different way of making your skin look better because it's healthier and it actually is better, Axio is a completely different way of lifting that fatigue and improving mood and stress resilience so your fatigue goes away. Okay, so, and that's why these products are in this distribution model, because how long have I been up here? Almost an hour, right? It's a story that has to be told. If we just put it on the shelf, we tried to put it on the shelf. Protandim was on the shelf and nobody got it. Nobody understood why it was different than all the other stuff that was there. That's why we need to distribute it this way, so we can tell that story about how it's different. So how different is it? When we look at so this is a 400 subject usage survey where we gave 200 people the Huckleberry Green Grape and 200 people the Red Raspberry. And we wanted to ask them, I'm only showing you a couple pieces of the data. We wanted to ask them, how quickly did they sense a new feeling come into their body? And we just labeled it energy. And how long did that last? So what you see here is, no matter which flavor we use, a very high percentage of people are experiencing this at 0 to 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. If you look at those first three sets of bars, that's about 70% of the people are feeling it very quickly, within the space of a few minutes. Last night in Sarasota, I don't know if I should say this because I'm recording this, Brandon's going to hear this, but right before he went on stage, he took his Axio in about 2 ounces of water, and he goes, I like it concentrated, and whoop, down it goes, and he goes, 0 to 15, forget it, I feel it in 2, you know, so I'm not recommending that, but... So people feel it quickly, but then it lasts a long time. So we ask people, how fast does this better feeling last in your body, right? It's one thing to get somebody up and feeling better, but we don't want them to crash either, which is the sort of common approach right now. So 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours, 4 or more hours, you add that up, and it's 70 to 75% of the people are feeling this long-term sustained energy or anti-fatigue effect. So that's good. Quick effect, quick onset of action, long duration of the effect. That's great. But this is just acute usage. This is just one Axio. What did you get, right? So that's a great effect. But there's an even better effect when you use it on a regular basis, day in and day out. When we look at people who have used it once a day for 7 days, there are other benefits that start coming in. Mental focus in a very high percentage of people. And then this is my favorite one. The feeling when you're using that product that you're able to accomplish more. So in my world, the kind of studies that I've done, looking at psychological vigor, this would be motivation or vigor or lack of burnout, right? When somebody feels this, it's not just energy, right? Energy is great, but we could give you energy and you could just sit there in your chair and just vibrate because you're, you know, it's tense, not useful, not actionable energy. But this is actionable energy, right? And it's really neat to see this
come back into somebody's body, because this is what I was saying when I first got up here. This is the feeling you want to pay it forward. This is the feeling that you feel so good. You want somebody else to feel this good as well. A woman, a bunch of years ago, when I was doing a research study around this effect, this psychological vigor effect, we were in a big room like this, and somebody got up and they said, you know, I got more mental focus, you know, and my brain fog lifted. And somebody else said, my energy's better. And somebody else said, my mental focus and mood and, you know, all the little pieces of it. But no one was saying accomplish more. Nobody wanted to get up and say, my psychological vigor is better, you know, because that's not how people talk, right? And she stood up and she goes, yeah, I got the energy and I got the mood and I got the focus. But that didn't capture what she felt. And she just didn't have the word for it. And she just kind of gave up and she goes, I don't know. I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And everybody laughed at her like that. And she got really embarrassed and she tried to disappear into her seat. And I had to focus back on her. I said, that's exactly what we're going for. That if we can make you feel that much better, that's going to be a good thing for you. That's a win. But it's going to be a good thing for the people around you. It's going to be good for your family and your community and your coworkers and everybody else. So very, very good effect to get. And we have that idea built into all of our products by harnessing the body's natural metabolism. So I've got just one or two more slides and I'm going to wrap it up. This slide I stole from the Cambridge University NRF2 conference that I was at the beginning of January. And I stole it because I think it captures where NRF2 metabolism is going. You know, I mentioned before, we only discovered it 20 years ago. We thought it was just about oxidative stress and antioxidants for the first few years. In the last 10 years, it's really been going towards this, that NRF2 inside the cell is a convergence point for everything damaging and everything good that could happen to the cell. It all goes through there. So if we look at stress, if we look at any aspect of metabolism, if we look at heavy metals, if we look at toxins in the environment, if we look at air pollution, if we look at any of the things that could stress a cell, it comes through NRF2. And our ability to activate that pathway efficiently and protect ourselves and clean up has amazing benefits for our metabolism in general, our overall stress response, and even our longevity. There are studies happening right now at the National Institutes of Aging where Protandim is being studied to see if it can increase lifespan, right? That's an exclamation point on what the potential for this pathway is. Improve the health of every single tissue, every single cell in the body. That's gonna be good for you fill in the blank, right? It's gonna be good for whatever you want it to be good for. So it gets us to this kind of a thing, right? I've talked all about product, and I'm going to shift gears and talk about the business side for just one slide. And it's like this. You know, people will look at LifeVantage and they'll go, yeah, those sound like really good products. I think I'm interested there. If you look at our overall value proposition, there's no better opportunity out there to do this, to build an independent health business that has the potential to be very, very lucrative. And it's because of this. There are lots of companies out there that where you can make money, right? Lots of companies here where you can distribute something. Doesn't even matter what that something is. It could be soap on a rope. It could be dirt in a bag. It could be whatever, right? A lot of times the product doesn't matter. It's the business opportunity that's being. And I don't mean that. I do mean that a little dismissively because I'm a health guy. But that's not what we are, right? There are companies out there that have great health products, and I can give you examples of products that sell into the practitioner channel, and they do wonderful things in the body, but there's no business opportunity there. There's no margin or no commission that gets paid out to the people who represent those products. And there's a lot of companies in our industry that have neither of that. They don't pay out a lot of money and their products are terrible. So you don't want to go for any of these red triangles. But LifeVantage is legitimately there in the upper right-hand quadrants. Our products do things at a level that no other products anywhere, not just in network marketing, anywhere on the planet do, right? That whole phytonutrient activation of the NRF2 pathway is the next big thing. And we own that, right? We own that, and we can make that as big as we want to. The icing on the cake is that we also pay out more in commissions than any other public network marketing company. And the data is there with the SEC filings for people to go and see themselves. So any of those public companies who have to report their numbers, we're substantially higher in the amount that we pay out to our distributors in terms of making a business. So that there, I think, answers the question that you're going to be asked in about 5 minutes, which is, what do you want to do? Right? You've seen the products. You've heard me tell you why they're different and how they work. Do you want to be a product user? Right? If you care about your health or how you look, feel, or perform, we're way at the end of the scale here in terms of giving you a good health benefit. Right? So that should be a no-brainer for most people. If you're interested in the business opportunity, that should also be a no-brainer for most people, because if you want to make more money building a health-based business, this is the place to be. Nobody has that value proposition the way LifeVantage does. So if we get back to this idea of balance, right? There are two ways to think about this business, if you're going to get in or not get in. The first one is this Latin word, caveat emptor. Scientists love Latin. So who knows what that means? Who said it over here? Someone yelled it out, buyer beware. Can you pass that book back to her? Yeah, it's buyer beware. It's not bad, it's just a point of view. There'll be a lot of people who have this approach to what they just heard. They're gonna go, yeah, Nerf 2, sell stress, protect your body, feel and perform, all that sounds great, but I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to wait. I'm going to see how you do. Good luck with that, right? You're going to hear that, right? Your brother-in-law is going to say, good luck with that, right? That's not good or bad. It's just a perspective. That's not who we're looking for, right? There's another way to look at this, and it's this, carpe diem, another, and you guys know what that means, right? What does that mean? Seize the day, exactly. That's who we're looking for. We're looking for the people who want to seize the day, who see what we see, who look at it like I look at it and go, oh my gosh, Nerf 2, that's the next big thing, because the scientists are talking about it, because it's going to tip into the public domain, because we own it at LifeVantage. That is a compelling business opportunity. And for the people who see that, you're not going to even be able to hold them back, right? They're going to be 1,000 miles per hour from the time they sign up, because they see the same thing that we see. That's who we're looking for. And this, quite honestly, this is why I'm at LifeVantage. Because, you know, somebody asked me at dinner, they go, so why are you here? And I said, I'm here because I didn't discover Nerf 2. Japanese scientists 20 years ago discovered it. I wasn't the first one to discover that you could activate it naturally with these phytonutrients. I wasn't the first one to, you know, show the benefits in all these tissues. But I see where it's going, and as a scientist, I want to be part of that. I want to be associated with making this the next big thing. So when I stand on this stage in 10 years, I won't be able to stand on this stage in 10 years because there'll be too many people here, and the room will have to be a coliseum to hold all the people, because literally we'll look back 10 years from now and we'll go, yeah, do you remember the day when people didn't know about Nerf 2 and now everyone's doing Nerf 2? It'll literally be that paradigm shifting, and LifeVantage owns that right now. So with that, I'm going to hand it back over. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much for coming. Thanks, Jill. I can, sure, if you want to. Thanks, you guys. Thank you. Okay,